Greetings, Sun Devil Nation, and welcome to this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show, the Sun Devil Radio Network's weekly broadcast that gets you up to speed on all the latest developments in Arizona State University Sun Devil athletics. The Anderson Healy Show is presented each week by your Arizona Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of ASU football, men's basketball, and baseball, and it's always my pleasure to serve as your host each week, and always my pleasure to welcome in my co-host, ASU Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. Good day, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you? Hope all our fans are doing well as we get into the sports talk of the week.
There you go. And, you know, we got a theme for this week's show, and that theme is big wins for and big moments in Sun Devil athletics this past week, including a soccer upset of number 10-ranked USC, a buzzer-beater game-winning three-point basket for Remy Martin in what proved to be the final home game of his career against Washington State, and also wins over arch-rival Arizona for both women's basketball and gymnastics. But as we begin our week, you know our motto on the Anderson Healy Show: if you win a Pac-12 championship, you lead the show. And that's the case with Coach Zeke Jones' Sun Devil wrestling team, which wrapped up its fourth Pac-12 championship in the last 5 years this past Sunday night at the conference championships in Corvallis, Oregon. It was Arizona State's 22nd all-time conference championship in wrestling and 20th in the Pac-10/Pac-12 era. Leading the way, Ray, were Arizona State's five individual champions: Brandon Courtney, the Pac-12 champ at 125 pounds, Ja'Cory Teamer at 157 pounds, Anthony Valencia at 165, Cordell Norfleet in the 197 pound weight class, and heralded freshman heavyweight Colton Schultz, all five of them Pac-12 individual champions as part of ASU's team championship.
There's no question what Coach Zeke Jones and his assistants have done with this program, and I think going on his sixth year now, 4 or 5 years Pac-12 champions, is nothing short of phenomenal. The five champions, Anthony being a four-time Pac-12 champion, standing at the podium as the guy for 4 years straight is quite remarkable. And now we're just excited about getting this team to the NCAA championships in St. Louis and taking it to the national level. But a lot of enthusiasm going forward and a lot of applause for Zeke Jones and this team with what they've accomplished with this program this year and the prior three. Four in a row, that's pretty impressive, Tim.
And four in a row for Anthony Valencia. And oh, by the way, he was named the most outstanding wrestler of the 2021 Pac-12 championships for his fourth consecutive championship at 165 pounds. And Ray, he becomes only the third wrestler in Sun Devil history to win four Pac-12 championships. The others, Eric Larkin and Marcus Mollica.
There's no question. I mean, it's a remarkable achievement. Four in a row. In a very, very demanding, tough, unforgiving sport. And yet Anthony comes in here, I think he gets his first year red shirts, and then 4 years in a row, he just blasts through the Pac-12. And now we got our fingers crossed that he'll go in and emerge a champion, NCAA champion, in a couple of weeks in St. Louis, Tim.
Just like his brother Zahid did a couple of years ago. And the NCAA championships, as Ray said, will be in St. Louis March 18th through the 20th. Sun Devil soccer remains unbeaten 5-0 on the young season following a stunning 1-0 upset of 10th-ranked USC last Friday night at Sun Devil Stadium. Junior Nicole Douglas scored the only goal of the game for Arizona State. It was the 26th of Nicole's career, which ties her for 7th place on the all-time scoring list as the Sun Devils beat the Trojans, Ray, for the first time since 2014 and recorded their first Pac-12 conference win since 2018.
Yes, Coach Winkworth is glad to get that first conference win. Our young ladies are continuing to get better and better. 5-0. I think that has to be their first start in some time. But to come out and beat number 10 ranked USC, first Pac-12 game, I think it put a shock in them and hopefully put a recognition across the Pac-12 that ASU women's soccer is ready to compete and do it at a high level. So really happy with the start and looking forward to a really good season from this women's team.
Coach Graham Winkworth's ASU soccer team will continue play this weekend. The Sun Devils were to have played Washington State this Friday, March 5th, at Sun Devil Stadium, but that game has been postponed because of COVID-19 issues within the Cougars women's soccer program. As of now, Arizona State is still scheduled to host the Washington Huskies at Sun Devil Stadium this coming Sunday, March 7th, game time 12 noon. What a dramatic weekend it was for ASU's two basketball programs, with both working overtime to snag huge wins on back-to-back days. On Saturday night, ASU men's basketball's All-American guard Remy Martin authored a fitting finish to his senior night by drilling the game-winning three-point shot in the final second of overtime in ASU's 77-74 victory over the Washington State Cougars. It was the Sun Devils' third straight home victory of the week. And honestly, Ray, what other way could senior night, Remy's senior night, have ended than with him hitting the game winner at the buzzer?
Well, if you believe in Hollywood drama, there was no other way. And Remy from Southern California had that Hollywood moment. 31 points, I believe, his final home game. The three-pointer from long distance, I understand, to beat Washington State and go out on top. So Remy Martin's had a remarkable career here. And we've got our fingers crossed that we're going to go into the Pac-12 championships and maybe surprise some folks there, Tim, with Remy leading the way.
One other notable men's basketball performance from last week, senior forward Kamani Lawrence on Thursday night against Washington had 21 points and 20 rebounds in a Sun Devil victory, 80-72 last Thursday at Desert Financial Arena. That was only the 10th 2020 double-double in the history of ASU men's basketball, and only the second, Ray, that occurred in the Pac-10, Pac-12 era, which means in the last 40-plus years.
Think about that. 2020, Kamani has really fought through some setbacks, a little injury, but he has come on and really put on a year this year. And a 2020 performance at any level is phenomenal work. And to see him do it here in his last week of home games was really quite stunning. So we're really proud of Kamani.
The Sun Devil men were to have played their home finale against Washington State this past Monday, March 1st, Monday afternoon, a game that was to have been the scheduled makeup of a New Year's Eve contest in Pullman that had to be postponed due to the Sun Devils' COVID issues at the time. However, ironically, Monday's game here at Desert Financial had to be canceled because of a Washington State COVID positive test that we learned about, Ray, just about an hour before game time on Monday.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Again, the COVID challenges this entire season have been real. And to have a game unplugged just an hour or so before game time was certainly disappointing. We wanted to play, could not play. But that is the way it's gone at a lot of places this year, Tim. So we didn't get that game in, but now we're prepared to get ready for the Pac-12 tournament and make a run there.
Indeed, the Sun Devils will close out the regular season on the road this coming weekend. They will play at Colorado on Thursday night, March 4th, a 7 o'clock tip in Boulder at the Coors Event Center. And then it's on to Salt Lake City for a noon tip Saturday against the Utes of Utah. And those will be the final two games of Arizona State's regular season. The Sun Devil and the Radio Network will have broadcasts of both games for you. Airtime 6:30 p.m. Thursday night and 11:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Meanwhile, the ASU women's basketball team finished its regular season with a flourish, a 66-64 overtime upset win over ninth-ranked and arch-rival Arizona this past Sunday afternoon at Desert Financial Arena. Taya Hansen's 19 points led the way for ASU, while freshman guard Jaden Simmons scored 15 en route to being named the Pac-12 Freshman of the Week. Meanwhile, another freshman, Maggie Besselink, had a career-high 13 rebounds, the most of any Sun Devil player this season. What a huge win, Ray, for Charlie Turner Thorne's team. Always big when you can knock off the school down south.
Oh, there's no question about it, and particularly you knock them off when they're at number nine and feeling pretty good about themselves, thinking they were going to grab the Territorial Cup point, and we put a neutral on that. But beating the team down south is a major, major deal for us, and Charlie and the ladies did a heck of a job. Now they open up with the Pac-12 tournament this week, and hopefully they can keep the momentum going. But it was a great victory to finish the season at home, Tim.
We mentioned Taya Hansen a moment ago. What a delightful young lady she is. She was a guest on one of our shows back in the fall in preseason, and she's had a nice season. In fact, this week, Ray, she was named honorable mention all Pac-12 and was an honorable mention selection to the Pac-12's all-defensive team as well. Well-deserved honors for a terrific young lady.
Yes, Taya's had a wonderful year on both sides of the ball, and really loves the game. And so she's had some big moments for ASU women's basketball this year. And Jada certainly, as a first-year player, is making herself known, to be sure. So it'll be fun going forward. But in the meantime, we're looking to go up to the tournament again, hopefully make some noise, make a run, and you never know.
Indeed, it's on now to the Pac-12 tournament for the ninth-seeded Sun Devil women, who were scheduled to play eighth-seed USC on Wednesday of this week. A win there would earn Arizona State a shot at number one-seed Stanford on Thursday, March 4th, in Las Vegas. Like women's basketball, the Sun Devil women's gymnastics program authored a big Territorial Cup win over arch-rival Arizona this past week. In fact, it was one of two wins for gymnastics on the week, the other coming at Washington this past Sunday. And in both meets, Arizona State went over the 197 mark in points scored for the meet, making it three times this season that Coach Jay Santos' Sun Devil gymnasts have topped 197 in a meet. And that marks the first time since 2004 that ASU gymnastics had multiple team scores over 197 in the same season. And furthermore, Ray, the win over Arizona was ASU's fifth in a row against the U of A. In fact, Coach Santos has never lost to the school down south since becoming Arizona State head gymnastics coach.
Yeah, Jay and Jessica, the combination as head coaches, have done a tremendous job. You know, three 197s, first time since 2004. We just have indicators that our gymnastics team is getting better and better with a roster dominated primarily by freshmen and sophomores. And so that shows the recruiting is going well, the development is going well, the competition is going well. And so going forward, it looks like we've got a program that could have sustainability, and that's what the intent is. So really happy with the performance of the women's gymnastics team. Looking forward to them going to the postseason, the NCAA championships, and really doing a good job there. After that performance last weekend, they're up to number 7 in the country.
Now, to your point about the talented youth on this team, some of the individual stars of those two wins last week over Arizona and Washington: sophomore Hannah Scharf, who won two all-around titles, one beam title, and one floor X title in the two meets. Freshman Anaya Smith, who won two more vault titles in those two meets, giving her 4 on the season. And Emily White was named the Pac-12 Freshman Newcomer of the Week in gymnastics after she won on both the bars and the beam in the meet against Arizona. And let's not forget, even though she's not a freshman or sophomore, but the incredibly talented senior Cairo Leonard Baker, still a huge part of this gymnastics team. Cairo had 4 scores of 9.9 or better, Ray, in those two meets last week.
Yeah, Carol's been a constant since she walked on campus. She's quite an athlete and been a real important leader of this team, and particularly bringing in a lot of young folks, freshmen. Jay and Jess are real proud of how Cairo has led and mentored and really been a good inspiration for the younger folks on the team. She's had a marvelous career here and really appreciate her. And so she's going to finish strong as we get to the end of the season, Tim, going to the NCAAs. Don't be surprised if she's on the podium.
Arizona State will try for a sixth consecutive gymnastics victory over the U of A when the two programs meet again this coming Saturday at 4 p.m. at Desert Financial Arena. Another Arizona State athletics program off to a terrific start is the Sun Devil women's lacrosse team that has been dominant in its first two victories of the 2021 season. And coming up, we'll get the lowdown on ASU lacrosse from its head coach, Tim McCormick. But first, let's take a timeout here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Whoever you are, whatever you do, there's a Ford for you. Our 2021 lineup of best-selling trucks and SUVs comes with all the features you need to navigate everyday life with ease. Like the F-150, the best-selling truck for over four decades, built to work and play hard with best-in-class payload. Or the new Ranger, with everything you need in a truck that fits in your garage. But if you're looking for flexible space and luxury features, the Explorer is the vehicle for you and your family. Upgrade to a new Ford today at your Desert Ford dealers. Ford, designed for the desert, based on 2019 calendar year sales.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
Skip the third-party fees and order your favorite food directly from Financia's. You can order online at Financia's.com or with our mobile app. Download the Financia's app to see our special offers and deals, save your favorites, pre-order our famous slice specials, even schedule your order for a future date. And, like always, it's very delicious, very Financia's. Financia's Pizzeria, a family tradition.
Hey, Sun Devils fans, this is Ron. I work at Johnsonville Sausage and have a quick public service announcement. Please be careful with those pitchforks. Our family-owned company has been making Johnsonville sausages since 1945. Our golden rule? Never, ever pierce a brat on your tailgate grill. Use tongs instead if you want to keep those juices inside. By all means, plant Sparky's fork in the end zone. Just don't pitchfork the sausage. That's a tailgate tip made the Johnsonville way.
We continue now here on the Anderson Healy Show, the Sun Devil Radio Network's weekly program that updates you on Arizona State athletics. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil football, men's basketball, and baseball, and it's my pleasure to serve as your host each week. We talked in the first segment about all the big victories in ASU athletics this past week. Well, let's add one more to that lengthy list. The Sun Devil women's lacrosse team is off to a 2-0 start in 2021 and has outscored its first two opponents, San Diego State and Fresno State, by a combined score of 45-16 in the two victories, including a 22-6 win over Fresno State this past weekend. By the way, the 45 goals through two games, it's the most in program history and the most over any two-game stretch at any point of a season in Sun Devil program history. Joining us on the show this week to fill us in on his 2021 ASU team is second-year Sun Devil head coach Tim McCormick. Thanks for being with us, Tim. Good to see you. It must be great to get back into competition, you and your team, after what, a 350-day layoff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Tim. And yeah, I mean, you said it. It's been a long time since we were out there together, and we are enjoying every minute, certainly. So it's been fun to be back out there.
We mentioned your first two games have produced convincing victories, 23-10 over San Diego State in the opener, February 21st, and last week's 22-6 defeat of Fresno State. In your opinion, what have been the key factors in your team's outstanding start so far?
I think just keeping the focus on us, on ourselves, controlling anything that we can control, and not overthinking things. Those things have kind of been paramount in our program since, we kind of came about last year. When we got here, we established those things, just controlling what we can and focusing on our own selves is the keys. I would also add having fun. I think, when you lose that kind of time and you get cut halfway through a season, you got to cherish the moments you have together. And we've certainly been able to do that.
For sure. And we're going to talk about your prolific offense in a moment. But first, I wanted to focus on the other side of things. Fresno State, for instance, came to Tempe last week, averaging 15 goals a game, and you held them to 6. What factors have contributed to your stellar defensive play in those first two contests?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, I think a lot of different things on that side. First and foremost, we've been winning draw controls. I think that will limit the time of possession for your opponents. My assistants, Nicole and Dorian, have really dialed into that area and taken it to the next level. So we're limiting possessions for the opponents, which has really helped there. And then our ability to ride. So that starts with our attack, on a turnover, on a shot save, we're getting the ball back, So again, we're limiting possessions over to a team effort and something we work on a daily basis. So that's helped tremendously. And then, you look at that end in particular, when the ball is down there, we're being very stingy. We got a great unit. We got 7 players on the field at all times that trust each other, that communicate very, very well. We've got a great goalie in Cage right now. Berkeley's playing phenomenal. And the core low defensive unit has all taken a ton of pride in what they're doing. Bella and Gigi Gaspar are 2 freshmen that have just come in and really, really taken hold of the things that we're trying to create here, get a ton of ground balls, put a ton of pressure on you, have made it really hard to play against, for opponents. Morgan McCaffrey's been phenomenal as well. Great communicator, phenomenal in transition on that end. And Sid Payne, as our backer in our zone, is really making a major impact with some knockdowns and some good stuff. So across the board, I think it's funny to think about, but it all contributes to the DN. It's not just when the ball is down there. It's limiting the ability for the ball to be there. That's helped us a lot as well.
And we said your squad is off to a great start offensively, 45 goals in the first 2 games. In the Fresno State game, you had 4 different players who came up with hat tricks, 3 or more goals, including your captain, Emily Glagoloff, as well as Katie Brodsky, Kaylin Buckner, Maria Volante. And the week prior at San Diego, against San Diego State, Carly Adams tied the single game ASU record with 8 goals. Tell us about those players and what they've meant to your offense.
Yeah, they're sharing the ball, that's for sure. I think that's what you're seeing, with the multiple hat trick goal scorers. They are playing a team game. They are enjoying every moment that they have together, like I mentioned in the beginning, and they're having fun. Earlier this spring, we decided as a staff to kind of give them the freedom to call their own sets, so they have complete autonomy over what's happening out there. They put themselves in the right spots. We're not dictating any of that stuff. We gave them the keys to the bus, and they've taken it and run with it. I think it's created a sense of ownership like you wouldn't believe. We're certainly seeing that, and a lot of pride in it as well. So really, really happy to see those guys producing. There was no doubt that they would. We have done our best to create an environment that they make a ton of decisions every single day, against different styles of pressure, and just constant and consistent with that. And it's paid off. So they are playing loose lacrosse. They're playing fast and free, and it's been fun to watch them, to watch these guys grow every single day.
You just mentioned a moment ago about some of your players taking ownership. In this pandemic season, you've had 5 seniors who decided to use the extra year of eligibility that all collegiate athletes are receiving as a result of this COVID-19 pandemic. And they return to your squad. You mentioned Berkeley Bunneau, your terrific goalkeeper, Carly Adams that we mentioned. Those two, by the way, were Pac-12 players of the week on offense and defense the first week of the season. Midfielder Avery Hamill, a goal scorer extraordinaire, Kerry Clayton, and your other goalkeeper, Campbell Poe. Five seniors that elected to come back. What did their return mean to your program, and what type of leadership have they given to your program?
Yeah, these guys are great leaders. They are great teammates. They've been there from the beginning, so they've had a chance to, you know, see this whole thing through, which is really, really special. And I think that the number one thing that you can't take away from a group like this is the experience that they bring, right? I mean, they've been involved in so many different ups and downs and ebbs and flows, from, you know, the most recent of dealing with this whole pandemic to, you know, going back to being a first year program, and the lumps and the things that come along with all of those. They have brought so much to the table, you know, just to kind of, you know, introduce some of these new guys and explain to them, you know, what this is all about, and, you know, really map it out for us. Their leadership has been huge for us. And like I said, I think you can't coach experience. And when you got five people coming back that have so much of it, it's huge. And it really trickles down to the rest of the team. They've been phenomenal, all of those guys.
Now, I know in previous interviews you've talked about wanting to establish an identity for Sun Devil women's lacrosse. What would you like that identity to be, Tim? And what do you think is the identity of your program right now?
I think simply it's the ability to play fast and free. You know, our team doesn't worry about mistakes. They understand that they're going to happen, and they're not going to, you know, let one or two define their day or define them as a player. So, you know, I think that those things are huge when you're thinking about what we're trying to create, playing together as a team. You know, you mentioned the stats earlier. So you got a bunch of different goal scorers. I think 14 different goal scorers in the first game, 15 in the second game. So we're playing as a unit, from the goalie on down, and that goes for the bench as well. Every single player is used in every single practice we have here. We don't isolate people. We don't put people on the side. We are all getting better together, and people feel that sense of ownership, and it goes a really, really long way. So I think those are some main keys. And then above all, number one factor for us in Sun Devil lacrosse is enjoying every moment and having fun with it. I mentioned it before. We now know what it feels like to get something taken away from us. And, you know, I think having that fun piece to it all, and going back to the roots on why we actually started playing this game to begin with, is, you know, has been instrumental in what we're trying to create here.
In that vein, Tim, I'm wondering, how have the challenges of coaching a college athletic team in the midst of a global health pandemic prepared you for any future adversity you may have to deal with as a coach? Because this is kind of an unwritten script, isn't it, for collegiate coaches, sports coaches in every sport at every level?
Yeah, absolutely. There was no script for this. That's for sure. You could prepare as much as you want, you know, and have the perfect plan or scenario or, you know, everything. And then this happens, and it's kind of back to the drawing board. I think it touches on one of our main core values, which is just control what we can control. You know, so when we did get hit with this, we were kind of faced with, okay, what can we do here? How can we continue to grow and get better? And at the end of the day, do what we do most efficiently remotely now, and, you know, keeping people together and keeping our conversations going and continuing with some film work and things that we can do, you know, but also, you know, mentoring the next generation of leaders. You know, so we had to pivot, we had to kind of change everything, as did everyone else. But it definitely feels like it's prepared us as coaches, myself, our team, to kind of be ready for whatever is thrown at us in life. So we could look for the positives in it, And I think that we can all say that confidently.
And I'm sure that during this time, and always really, that you lean on your two assistant coaches. And it seems to me what a great thing it is for your program to have two assistants, Nicole Graziano, a former great at Florida, and Dorian Van Dyke, who was a former lacrosse All-American at Stony Brook. You've got two women on your staff who've been there, done that, that your players can look up to.
Absolutely. No question about it. That was a big part of getting these guys on board when I started. And you know, they didn't blink. They have been phenomenal for us. They were two of the most fierce competitors. I actually coached against both of them as players and saw it firsthand. So that was really enticing. They're young and relatable, obviously, to the team, and their you know, leadership is second to none. I lean on them for everything. Realistically, I told them that, you know, from day one, we're in this thing together. We're going to learn together. We're going to grow together. I'm going to learn right alongside you guys, and we're going to do this thing together. And they've been tremendous with that. And through that, it starts with the relationships. You know, I think great coaches have great relationships with their players, and these two have it. I mean, hands down, since the first day we got here, I could tell that they were, you know, just so good at building those and keeping those. And they have not wavered on that for 1 minute since. And that's huge. I mean, the girls know that they truly care, and we truly care about them as people first, which is enormous. The film work that they do, the extra work that they put in, they've taken a huge ownership in our draw. I mentioned that before, but that in this game, the draws and having the ball is so instrumental, and they have really put a ton of focus and effort there. And it's paying off. I mean, you're seeing that pay off. I brought it up when you talked about the defense and how that can impact our defense. And they have been great, and honestly, really fortunate to have both of them in this program.
Yeah, you've got two good ones on your staff. And now after opening with two straight home games, you're about to begin a stretch of four straight on the road starting this weekend at the University of Denver. And that'll be followed by two weekends of Pac-12 visits to Stanford, Cal, and USC. Talk about the importance, Tim, of this four-game stretch coming up, starting Sunday morning against a 19th-ranked Denver team. It'll be only the second time ASU women's lacrosse will play a ranked non-conference opponent on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think back to the beginning when I touched on it, focusing on us, you know, not changing what we do. Continuing to, you know, play Sun Devil lacrosse. We have a quote that we use that every day is game day. You know, so whether it's Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. that we happen to see a different jersey, you know, a Tuesday at 8 a.m. is the same thing for us. And if we can kind of take that approach and get out there and really not worry too much about who's walking through the other gates, and then just play our game on top of that and have fun, like I mentioned a few times here, good things will happen. So trying to just kind of stay in the moment, enjoy each moment and have fun with it. And we believe if we could control those few things, everything else will kind of take care of itself for us.
Finally, my sources tell me that you and your wife just became parents for the second time. Is that correct? A young lady now part of the McCormick family.
That's right. That's right. Valerie McCormick, March 8th, and welcomed her into the world. And it's been pretty incredible. You know, the team has been so supportive and so excited, as you can imagine. And so has the Sun Devil community as a whole. So we feel really welcomed and supported. And, you know, it's been pretty incredible to see everyone, the outpouring support in us. And, it's been great.
Well, it's great to have you at Arizona State, Tim. Great visiting with you. Thanks for joining us. Good luck to you and your squad the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Tim.
Sun Devil head lacrosse coach Tim McCormick has been our guest this week on the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me when we return after these messages here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Tim Hovick here. You know, I always promised myself if I ever owned my own Ford dealership, I'd run it with common sense, I'd hire some really awesome people, and I'd treat all of our customers like great friends. And I'd always be a super supporter of Arizona State University. That's how I do it. I call my dealership Santan Ford, and we're in Gilbert. It's where the Sun Devils go. See you here.
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
American Furniture Warehouse has a Find Your Style event going on right now. It's a great way to find your style and bring it home. Functional furniture is not only meant to be beautiful, but to be multi-purpose to better serve your needs in your home. Features like USB ports or other cool functions that bring a whole new level of use and storage to your space. Visit one of our American Furniture Warehouse showrooms to find your style, or check us out online at afw.com, a proud supporter of Sun Devil Athletics.
DeFalco's Italian Deli and Eatery has been a valley destination for nearly 45 years. Offering up some of the best sandwiches anywhere, DeFalco's is also the place to stock up on all your items for the big game. And after another Sun Devil victory, stop by DeFalco's and enjoy gourmet pizza, pasta, and salads, all made from scratch. DeFalco's Italian Deli and Eatery, just a Sun Devil slam dunk away from the ASU campus on Scottsdale Road just north of McDowell. Check us out at DeFalco'sDeli.com. DeFalco's, you know you want some.
Welcome back to the Anderson Healy Show on the Sun Devil Radio Network. Alongside of Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and Ray and I are glad you joined us this week. The Pac-12 Conference this week staged an elaborate made-for-TV rollout of its 2021 football schedule. And Coach Herm Edwards' Sun Devils will face a formidable group of opponents this coming fall. Among the highlights of the Sun Devils' 2021 football schedule that was announced earlier this week, seven home games, five of them against Pac-12 opponents, including a Friday night, October 8th matchup against the Stanford Cardinal, back-to-back home games, October 30th and November 6th against Washington State and the USC Trojans, and a Saturday, November 27th, Territorial Cup finale against Arizona as the Sun Devils go for a fifth consecutive victory over the Wildcats in their Territorial Cup football rivalry. Perhaps the biggest challenge on the schedule, Ray, consecutive road games in mid to late November at two of the Pac-12's chilliest and rainiest locales, Washington and Oregon State. Your thoughts on the football schedule for 2021?
Well, you know, Tim, you got 12 teams and a lot of different things affecting everyone, including stadium availability. So at the end of it, you're not going to get a perfect schedule. We certainly are not dancing a jig over having to go up to the Pacific Northwest in a colder period of the year. But you know what? You go up there, you play the schedule you're given. There are no excuses. And you win the game. We played Oregon State last year up there in kind of funky conditions and whooped them pretty good and came on home. So we'll just have to do that 2 weeks in a row, Washington and Oregon State. But overall, there are no complaining about the schedule. We think it's a pretty good schedule. We like the home games. We like the sequence of games. And you just go play and kick off and do your thing, and I think we'll do that at a very, very high level. I'm fine with the schedule at the end of the day, because you know what? No one has a perfect schedule. Not a single of the 12 institutions have a perfect schedule, so deal with it. No whining, no crying. Go play the game, win the game, and come home.
The Sun Devils will open the 2021 season on Thursday night, September 2nd, hosting Southern Utah at Sun Devil Stadium. Their other non-conference games will be a home date with UNLV on Saturday, September 11th, and then ASU's first visit to BYU in 23 years. That will come up on Saturday, September 18th. The Sun Devils' Pac-12 home opener will be Saturday, September 25th against Colorado, and their first conference road game will be the following week when they visit the UCLA Bruins. Meanwhile, spring football practice is already underway at Arizona State. Spring practice occurring about a month later than it has in the first 2 years of Herm Edwards' tenure at ASU. The Sun Devils' first spring practice was Wednesday of this week. Two more slated for Friday and Saturday evenings. All told, Ray, the Devils will hit the field for 15 practice sessions over the next month as they start building toward a highly anticipated 2021 football season.
Indeed, and it's nice to be back out in a practice mode, switching back to a more traditional time frame, the challenges of COVID, needing some more time to make sure these problems got behind us. So I really think it was a strategic move to move training camp, spring training, that is, back to a more traditional time slot. Should be fun, but certainly the anticipation for having a good spring leading into a strong summer and then even a stronger fall is what's on tap for us. It's exciting, to be sure.
Time to catch up now with Arizona State's Diamond Devils, ranked 22nd in the nation this week by Collegiate Baseball Magazine. The Sun Devil baseball team will host Pac-12 rival Utah in a three-game non-conference series this coming Friday through Sunday at Phoenix Municipal Stadium. ASU is coming off a 2-out-of-3 series win over Hawaii this past weekend and then a 13-4 rout of Nevada Tuesday afternoon at Phoenix Muni. In that Hawaii series, Coach Tracy Smith's team swept a Saturday doubleheader that featured a thrilling moment in Game 1, a game-winning 2-out inside-the-park home run in the bottom of the 8th inning by freshman third baseman Hunter Haas that snapped a 4-4 tie and helped deliver the Sun Devils a 6-5 victory. It's one of the most uncommon plays in all of baseball, Ray, the inside-the-park homer, and even more seldom do you see one that actually wins a ball game, and that's what Hunter's blast did on Saturday.
Almost unheard of. I've never seen one, Tim, and I think most baseball folks will acknowledge that neither have they. But what an exciting way to win a game. Ball goes off the center field walls and careens back in, and while everyone's trying to emerge, get to the ball, hostages hauling around the bases, head first slide at home, avoids the tag, the safe signs, goes down, you're ahead, wins the game. Pretty cool.
Hunter Haas, sophomore second baseman Sean McClain, and senior shortstop Drew Swift each had 6 hits in the Hawaii series, with Swift, Haas, and outfielder Joe Lampe belting home runs over the weekend. With 28 runs scored now in their last 3 ball games, it looks like, Ray, as though Tracy's bats are starting to come around to complement his talented and deep pitching staff.
Indeed, we don't have the big thumpers, the constant home run threats like we've had the last couple of years. But as Tracy and I talk about, it's how do you produce and manufacture runs? How do you get them across home plate? And so situational hitting, bunting, moving base runners along is really important. And then hitting in those clutch spots to move runners across home plate in the last couple games, I think, are good indicators that the offense is starting to come around, scoring runs in a different way. We had some home runs, but not like we've had the last couple years. But runs are runs. However you manufacture them, we'll take them. Absolutely. Hitting will be fine. The pitching and defense, if they do what we think they're going to do, we'll have enough offense to essentially play some really good baseball, hopefully for the entire season.
Now, the Sun Devil Radio Network has broadcast plans for all 3 games of the Utah series. The Friday night game will air if there is no ASU women's basketball game in the Pac-12 tournament on Friday evening. But for sure, we will have radio coverage of Saturday and Sunday's baseball games. Start times for the 3 games, 6:35 Friday evening, 2:05 Saturday afternoon. In fact, ASU baseball has moved the starting time for all 3 of its March Saturday games to 2:05, and I think that's a great move. And then on 12:35 Sunday afternoon, that 2:05 start time Saturday, Ray, I think that's a plus-plus move for the program to give the kids more rest and recovery time before the Sunday afternoon series finales.
Indeed, I think it's a really good strategy. Let's experiment with it. Gives the young men and the staff more time. And then, you know, for the fans to be able to come out Saturday afternoon and then know that you have a full Saturday evening available to you. I think it is a very smart move, and you know, it may be, if TV permits and other logistical things permit, maybe something you look to do more permanently. But let's take a look. Let's try.
Sun Devil softball is off to its best start since 2016, 11-1 so far this season, and coming off a successful weekend during which Coach Tricia Ford's team won 5 out of 6 games at Farrington Stadium with 2 victories over New Mexico and 1 each against Iowa State, Portland State, and Utah. The lone loss in those 6 games was a 5-3 defeat against traditional softball powerhouse Oklahoma. The softball star of the weekend, Ray, was Sun Devil shortstop Elena Torres, who belted 5 home runs in the first 4 games of the weekend.
Well, there's no question that Trish has got this team off to a fast start, 11-1, lost to number 4 Oklahoma. But on the offensive end of it, they're going to just batter the ball around and out of the stadium, I think, for the foreseeable future. And Elena is certainly off to a great start. And then our young pitching is really holding up. So you know, Trish has put together what appears to be another very strong roster, intending to have a very strong run both of and the NCAA softball landscape.
ASU softball heads to the West Texas town of El Paso this weekend to play 4 games in 2 days on Friday and Saturday. Ray, last week there was a published report indicating the possibility that Arizona State may be close to allowing a limited number of fans to attend baseball and softball games later this spring. What can you tell us in terms of the latest on that possibility?
Diligently toward that, Tim, the Pac-12 chancellors and CEOs, presidents, voted last week that consistent with university medical protocols and local authority health protocols, that they would open it up so long as you were in compliance. And so we're in touch with local health authorities working hard to get that clearance, hopefully consistent with what we're doing in spring training camps. And so I have some hope that we may be able to even activate that for this weekend's games. Not certain, but if not this weekend, then I've got some confidence very soon after. And this won't just apply to baseball and softball. It'll apply to all the outdoor venue sports. So optimistic. It would be great if we could figure it out for this weekend series against Utah in baseball. And we're trying, but I think it will come, if not this weekend, very soon thereafter.
That's great news indeed. The 21st ranked Sun Devil men's tennis team is really on a roll. 8 consecutive match wins for Coach Matt Hill's squad. The latest, a 3-match weekend sweep last weekend, including 2 over Pac-12 foes, Oregon and Washington. Those 2 sandwiched around a win over New Mexico. I don't know, Ray. Methinks this program should be ranked higher than 21st in the nation. What do you think?
Well, you know what? We'll just keep winning matches, and then let the media folks and others who determine the rankings figure it out. But if we just keep winning and doing what we need to do, we'll get recognized at the appropriate time, which is when the Pac-12 season comes to an end, and all of a sudden we're right there in the thick of it for the championship, hopefully, and then vying to go to the NCAA. I think we'll be in really good shape. So we'll take what they want to give us right now, but we'll work our way up. I think Matt Hill and this men's team may surprise some folks, Tim.
They've done that already. And tennis will be on the road this weekend. They'll have matches at Oklahoma Friday and Baylor Sunday. It was a busy and challenging weekend for the Sun Devil water polo team. Coach Todd Clapper's squad entered the weekend ranked 4th in the nation, but they encountered 2 other top 10 ranked programs, number 6 Michigan and number 1 ranked USC. As for the results, the Sun Devils lost 2 to the Trojans by scores of 16-8 and 6-5 and then lost one match to Michigan 12-10 before coming back on Sunday to defeat the Wolverines 7-4, with all four of those matches taking place at the Mona Plummer Aquatic Center on the ASU campus. And one of the stars of the weekend, Ray, for Arizona State was attacker Bori Kikeshi. She had 6 goals in 2 games Friday against USC and Michigan.
Yes, there's no question that Todd Clapper's team is a really solid team. But water polo, particularly in the Pac-12, is rigorous. So USC, number one, we came back and played them better in the second go-around. And then we split with Michigan. So that it was a stern competition, no question. We got one with the Michigan loss when, unfortunately, USC took it to us a little bit. But we'll get back at them.
Another huge weekend is on tap for water polo as Arizona State will host number 2 Stanford in matches Saturday and Sunday, March 6th and 7th, and those two also to take place at Mona Plummer. Ray and I will return with some closing notes when we wrap up this week's edition of the Anderson Healy Show. After these messages, you're listening to the Sun Devil Radio Network.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
Whoever you are, whatever you do, there's a Ford for you. Our 2021 lineup of best-selling trucks and SUVs comes with all the features you need to navigate everyday life with ease. Like the F-150, the best-selling truck for over 4 decades, built to work and play hard with best-in-class payload. Or the new Ranger, with everything you need in a truck that fits in your garage. But if you're looking for flexible space and luxury features, the Explorer is the vehicle for you and your family. Upgrade to a new Ford today at your Desert Ford dealers. Ford, designed for the desert. Based on 2019 calendar year sales.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The 3 chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack are a study in contrast and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the 2 thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. Good thing there's a masterpiece you can really bite into. Good thing there's the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich at Whataburger.
We're winding down this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show on the Sun Devil Radio Network. I'm Tim Healy, along with Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson, thanking you for joining us this week. Seems like every week seems to bring news of more record-breaking performances in Sun Devil track and field, and this week, no exception. This past week at the Championships at the Peak, competed at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, ASU's Jamar Marshall and Kentre Patterson each took the top 2 spots in the program's all-time 60-meter hurdle times. Marshall's time, 7.59 seconds. Patterson's right behind him at 7.66 seconds. And they are now, Ray, the top 2 times in the 60-meter hurdles in ASU program history.
Yeah, how about that? Now, I don't know if the altitude does anything, but all I know is that's moving really fast, Tim. And so both of those guys, 1 and 2 in ASU record books, Deion Miller's really got this track team operating at a very high level, and it's going to be fun to see the continued growth and advancement of both the men's and the women's teams. A lot of fun to watch.
Other highlights from last week's meet at Colorado Springs included Dylan James moving to 9th all-time in ASU history in the triple jump with a leap of 50 feet, 8¾ inches, while our guest on last week's show, Turner Washington, won the shot put in Colorado Springs with a throw of 21.43 meters. Next up for ASU track and field, the NCAA championships next week in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The Sun Devil hockey team has finally reached the end of its long, challenging schedule of all road game, all Big Ten game action in hockey for 2020-2021. Coach Greg Power's Ice Devils will wrap up this regular season this Thursday and Friday, March 4th and 5th, playing at Ohio State with game time set for 3:30 both days in Columbus. The Sun Devils ended up with a loss and a tie last week at number 7 Michigan. The tie, a 1-1 deadlock on Saturday, snapped ASU's 6-game losing streak against Michigan. The highlights of the weekend, Ray, included senior forward Johnny Walker setting a new program record for career points scored with 108, while freshman goaltender Cole Brady made 41 saves in that Saturday game to limit Michigan to one goal and help ASU achieve a tie with the Wolverines.
Well, certainly, most times you think of a tie, but when you're talking about a tie in hockey with the number 7 team in the country with 6 first-round NHL draft choices competing for them, then you have to put it in perspective and know that that was a heck of a game by ASU hockey, led by our senior Johnny Walker, and then our freshman goaltender having a real come-out game. So it's been a long, arduous road trip for this team, but they've held up well and had some very competitive games and some big wins. So Greg Powers has got this program headed in the right direction, and I know they will be looking forward to a more balanced schedule next year where, yeah, we'll play some away games, but we'll also have some home games to balance things out. So they've done a well of a job this year, Tim.
And they've got a nice new home arena to look forward to in a couple of years as well, with work underway on that. Again, those games at Ohio State will be Thursday and Friday at 3:30, the final two games of ice hockey's regular season. Sun Devil volleyball saw its scheduled series of two games again at USC canceled last week because of COVID-19 developments within the Trojans women's volleyball program. That ended up giving head coach Sonia Tomasovic and her squad an added week to prepare for this weekend's pair of matches against arch rival Arizona, Friday, March 5th, down in Tucson, and the return meeting on Sunday, March 7th, at Desert Financial Arena in Tempe. And what better time and what better way, Ray, for volleyball to snap that 9-match losing streak?
There's no question. We were disappointed not to be able to play last weekend at SC, but the extra rest hopefully will transform into some better performance against Arizona. Would love to knock them off. I know Sonia and the women are focused on that. And so this weekend will be big for volleyball, Tim.
The 20th-ranked Sun Devil beach volleyball program split a pair of matches at its season-opening event at Grand Canyon University last week. The Sun Devils defeated Colorado Mesa 5-0 before falling to the hosts, 7th-ranked Grand Canyon, Ray, 4-1 last week over at GCU.
Yeah, it's nice to get beach volleyball out and competing. Split over there at the GCU. You know, Grand Canyon rated number 7 in the country. They're real in that sport, and we found out. So it'd be nice to replay with them at some point. Hopefully we will do that this year somewhere, some shape, some form, hopefully at the NCAAs. But it's nice to see Coach Keenan and the women back on the sand.
The Sand Devils will head to Tucson this weekend for 3 matches at the Arizona Invitational. ASU will take on Boise State and Stephen F. Austin on Saturday, and then Texas A&M Corpus Christi on Sunday. With that, we lower the curtain on this week's edition of the Anderson Healy Show, presented by your Arizona Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. We want to thank our special guest on this week's show, Sun Devil Women's Lacrosse Head Coach Tim McCormick, for joining us. Also, we thank our show producer, ASU Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand, our terrific engineer, Sean Crespin from the Sun Devil Radio Network, and thanks as well to our show scheduler, Kim Nelson of Sun Devil Athletics. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Anderson Healy Show, and we hope you'll make plans to join us. Ray, have a great weekend and a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Tim. Really appreciate it. Always a pleasure. And as we say to our fans as we close, go Devils.
Go Devils. Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for listening to the Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
Circle K says, ASU fans, do like Sparky. Stop by your local Circle K to refill your tank. Circle K stores offer many drink options in a Polar Pop foam cup starting at 79 cents. Guaranteed to keep your drink cold longer. Circle K is also home to a large assortment of Circle K favorite snacks, from chips and nuts to candy. All great quality with a great price. Stop by your local Circle K and check it out. Forks up!
Whatever the world looks like, however you choose to learn, Arizona State University's immersive education is here. With in-person classes on campus, live classes delivered digitally through ASU Sync, and online degrees for flexible learning from ASU Online. Find the mode that fits your life at the university ranked number one in innovation by U.S. News & World Report. ASU. Learn to thrive. Here. Learn more at asu.edu.
At Chick-fil-A, we know a little thing like staying in can make a big difference. That's why it's our pleasure to come to you. Get all your Chick-fil-A favorites directly from our door to yours. Just open the Chick-fil-A app and select Chick-fil-A University at Mill. Choose the option for delivery and order your meal. Then a Chick-fil-A team member will personally deliver your order. It's that simple and just a tap away. So try Chick-fil-A delivery today. We look forward to serving you. And in the meantime, let's all take good care of each other. Chick-fil-A delivery is available for a limited time at participating locations.
Termites are silent destroyers. They can tunnel through homes for years without a peep. Unless you've invited Truly Nolan to chase down and eliminate the problem. Truly Nolan's above and below ground treatments have been keeping homes termite free for more than 80 years. Matter of fact, we believe our total termite protection plan is the most effective plan of its kind in the country. When Truly Nolan has termites in their sights, there's no escape. Schedule your free inspection and get $100 off termite control by going to TrulyNolan.com or call 800-GO-TRULY.